And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 21st of June, 2017. It's the birthday of the philosopher and writer Jean-Paul Sartre, born in Paris, 1905, who was given the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1964, but he declined it, one of only two laureates in the prize's history to do that. He said that a writer should not allow himself to be turned into an institution. It's the birthday of the novelist Ian McEwan, 1948 in Aldershot, UK, author of the best-selling novel Atonement. Ian McEwan, whose penchant for dark material earned him the nickname Ian Macabre in the British press. His novels also include The Comfort of Strangers, Amsterdam, and for his novel Saturday, he spent 2 years shadowing a neurosurgeon doing research for and learned about physics for his novel Solar. McEwan, a writer who loves the computer, he said he used to work in longhand with a fountain pen, type out a draft, mark it up, type it out again. Once he paid a typist to do the final draft, but he felt he was missing things that he would have changed if he'd done it himself. He said, "I was a grateful convert to computers. Word processing is more intimate, more like thinking itself. In retrospect, the typewriter seems a gross mechanical obstruction. I like the way sentences or passages can be endlessly reworked and the way the faithful computer remembers all your little jottings and messages to yourself." Ian McEwan, who said about writing, "Not being boring is quite a challenge." And it's the birthday of Edward Snowden, Elizabeth City, North Carolina, 1983, who, while working as a subcontractor for the National Security Agency, began secretly copying classified documents, believing that the NSA was gathering too much information on American citizens. He released the material, took off for Hong Kong, and The Guardian and The Washington Post soon released some of the information. He is now living in Russia on a 3-year residence permit that expires this August. Here's a poem for today by Scott Owens, "The Arrival of the Past." You wake, wanting the dream you left behind in sleep, water washing through everything, clearing away sediment of years, uncovering the lost and forgotten. You hear the sun breaking on cold grass, on eaves, on stone steps outside. You see light igniting sparks of dust in the air. You feel, for the first time in years, the world electrified with morning. You know something has changed in the night. Something you thought gone from the world has come back, shooting stars in the pasture, sleeping beneath a field of daisies, wisteria climbing over fences, houses, trees. This is a place that smells like childhood and old age. It is a limb you swung from, a field you go back to. It is a part of whatever you do. The Arrival of the Past, a poem by Scott Owens from his collection Down to Sleep, published by Main Street Rag Publishing Company and used by permission here in the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, you can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. Now that's Progressive. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.